Wow, Jason here. Will is here.
I hit the record button. Like, wait, when you said, "What's up, guys?" But yeah,
don't worry. Up, guys.
Up, guys. So yeah, I'm sitting here for fucking screwing around with a Rubik's cube because Jason challenged me to mix this up and see how quickly he can solve this thing.
Probably should have given you my other one because this one is very loosey goosey.
I can feel it. Yeah. But anyways. Yeah. Welcome back to another episode of the Good Anime Pal podcast. We'll be doing another Bits and Pieces, not naming it because we have no idea when this is going to be coming out. We will be doing this in the background.
So you shuffled this and I didn't look at it, right?
Yeah. You can do this whilst I am going to be talking about, you know,
like what, the premise
what,
of it.
Basically, what I wanted to brainstorm with you, have a little chat. So
it's your turn this time.
In the last year or two, we've seen like a fucking like outburst of remakes, of reboots, continuations of series that have been dormant for like 20, 30, maybe even 40 years. But the one that is on a lot of people's minds, and the one that probably took the world by storm, at least in the anime world, is a little-known series called One Piece. I'm not sure if you're familiar with One Piece, Jason, but as you, that was like what?
Less than a minute.
Yeah, actually, in terms of recording, yeah, it was. So congratulations to that. Yes, Jason, off air, solved.
Not off air, live, actually.
Live, yes.
Oh, live recording. Okay. Oh, can't believe we're talking about fucking One Piece.
Yeah. So
the live action of One Piece.
No, not the live action.
Oh, thank God. Oh.
I'm talking about not just One Piece, but
all the pieces.
The One Piece, because I'm not sure if you're aware, but One Piece has a manga, has an anime, a load of movies, a live action, but it's also getting a remake done by Wit Studio.
Oh yeah, I heard about this.
Yes. Now, we've seen a bunch of series getting remakes, reboots, and also like dormant releases and whatnot. But this one is extremely unprecedented because it's a remake of a series that is still ongoing.
Yep.
So Toei Animation is the original studio that has done the original anime adaptation and has been doing it for well over 30 years. Why the fuck do we have a remake for One Piece now?
Oda Sensei is still...
Because that just seems to be the general sentiment. Oda can do whatever the fuck he wants. This is One Piece. What are you talking about? Of course One Piece can do whatever they want.
No, actually... No, you're right. That Oda can lit... I think Oda... Akira Sensei?
Yeah.
Fujimoto Sensei? Who else probably in the manga space is just like gods?
Yeah, I mean, like,
I think those three are kind of currently undisputed. I would say, I mean, rest in peace, the Berserk.
Yep.
Rentaro?
I'm
so sorry if I messed that up. But
Kentaro,
fuck. I mean, rest in peace, Kentaro Sensei. But I would say that those four would have been probably like
untouchable
right now, like gods. But my take on this, okay, so just so that we're clear, what is the complete new story? I know you already set a bunch of details. Yeah. But
so the basically it's not that recent. I think people have been knowing about this for about a month now. Well, at least as of this recording, we don't know when this is going to be released.
We'll probably release it soon,
but you know, in terms of One Piece, they got a readaptation, a remake, done by Wit Studio.
Mm-hmm.
No idea when it's going to come out yet. They haven't, said anything else. There's an announcement. That's all we've had so far.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that,
I think there was like a concept art that is like drawn like pencil-y that looks kind of cool.
Yeah, so like so announcement video on the One Piece official YouTube channel came out about 2 weeks ago as of recording.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
Yeah, so
did they show anything?
It's just a bunch of manga slides. It's also
manga in motion. Yeah, kind of thing.
Also like animators, like you know, like drawing and stuff. And then announcing that Wood Studio is going to be the one doing the One Piece remake. This came out on December 17th, 2023.
Just in time for Christmas. Peace.
Yep. But again, like it just seems really weird to do a remake of a series whilst the series itself is still on air.
So this is interesting because between you and I, it's undisputed that you are the heavy, heavy invested and adored One Piece fan. For me personally, I have nothing against One Piece. I read up to very early in the grand scheme of things, especially nowadays is very early in the grand scheme of things. Nothing bad to say about it. I just kind of fell off.
It's hard when there's so much, right? Like you're going through like over 1,000 chapters, over 1,000 episodes. Now, again, with 1,000 episodes, there were a bunch of fillers, which is probably why.
Exactly. That's why I'm telling you. That's why I'm actually like really excited by this news.
Yeah.
Because it's impossible for me to conquer One Piece without a huge amount of investment. I'm not saying that the investment is not worth it, because plenty of our friends, actually including yourself, went down that rabbit hole and came out on the other side being like, dude, why the fuck aren't you on this shit? But for me, when I heard this news, first of all, extremely unprecedented, extremely surprised. But the third thing that came into my mind was, this is for me.
Yeah. Now, there's also been other bits of news that have come out regarding this remake.
Is it rumors or is it like confirmed?
Confirmed.
Okay.
There's going to be a reimagining of certain characters or how certain art styles are done, because this being a modern adaptation,
mm-hmm.
Wood Studio is going to be using quote-unquote cutting-edge visual technology. And this then alludes to people thinking that by using visual technology, that they may be using artificial intelligence to be able to recreate or at least to sort of modernize the style and the look.
The AI part is speculation, right?
Speculation.
But AI in what sense? Because this is all like new news
it
to
could,
me.
It could be like auto-generative, like procedural backgrounds. It could be the way that, you know, certain character movements are done.
Could it be mocap?
Probably.
Could it be like Avatar?
This is all speculation.
Yeah.
We just know that the cutting edge visual technology is the thing that will be used, whatever the fuck that means.
It'll be hilarious if it's not considered cutting edge. They just cut the edges off the storyboards and be like, yo bro, we told you.
Yeah,
we did it.
Yeah, it's just interesting that like of all series, like One Piece is the one where, of course, if they're going to do something, they're going to fucking do it.
So here's the thing about Wit Studio. What do they have technically on their slate or in their vault right now?
Because
they have with Cloverworks, right? But then they also have Grimm, that I don't know if it's happening. I guess it is with Clamp and Netflix, I think, right?
Yep.
Then
they're doing Suicide Squad Isekai.
Yep.
Yeah, they're also, I mean, they're probably still doing a bunch more of Ranking of Kings.
What about Iron Fortress, right?
Yeah.
I mean, who knows if that is going to be kind of taken out of stasis, but technically it's still viable, I think, right?
Yep.
What else do they have?
I mean, they made Bubble like 2 years ago.
Yeah, but Bubble's a one-off, yeah, right? I mean, I assume.
Yeah. So it does look like at the moment Wit Studios' plate is... A Sentence of a Bookworm.
Oh, yeah.
They've taken over
Magus,
for the fourth
season. Magus Bride is... they give in to Kafka. AOT is finished, right?
Yep. But that was also done by MAPPA for the however many iterations of the final season we saw.
I'm just like tallying off my head, even though it was very obvious, but I was just like thinking like what else.
I think one thing that I could say that would give like a very strong sense of optimism for fans of One Piece, like, you know, the ones especially that might be worried about why such a thing exists in the first place, is Wit Studio doesn't really beat around the bush when it comes to doing complete adaptations. Like, they're very faithful in terms of how they adapt certain things. I don't know how it was for Ancient Magus's Bride, but it didn't seem like a whole lot was cut out. Like, Ranking of Kings was very, like, faithfully adapted. Spy Family, yes, co-animated with Cloverworks, but was very faithfully adapted. I even say, like, AOT, even if they do cut things out, generally, like, the flow has been really, really good. And one of the main criticisms that people have about Toei Animation's adaptation of One Piece, like many series that came out during that time, was the amount of filler that existed in the series. And so I think that, you know, with this adaptation coming out, this remake coming out, the One Piece is hopefully going to address those issues and tell a more streamlined story.
Oh, Vinland Saga.
Yeah, that was a while ago too, 2019. But that was then handed over to MAPPA.
Right.
Just last year. Now, the okay. flip side, though, is that this is not just a remake, not just a adaptation of a more complete story. It's also a retelling of the story as well.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody seems to know what that means. Because why does a retelling need to exist when the story itself is already so fleshed out and so well done? You know, like, there was a poll on my anime list about 2 weeks ago that came out. Yeah, it was just basically asking people, you know, fans of the original series and the manga, are you going to be watching this new series? Now, there's like a total of like 415 votes. Overwhelmingly, 85.5% said yes. 8.7% said maybe eventually. 3.6% said I've only watched a few bits and pieces, but I'm not going to go through the entire story all over again. And then a very small 2.2% said no, I've had my fill of One Piece, I'm good. So it's very lopsided in terms of how many people actually care to watch the remake. It seems that everyone is overwhelmingly excited for it. My question is then is like, what kind of move is this in terms of people, in terms of coming out with a remake of an existing series, and who the series is for?
Right.
You know, like,
do you want to have the discussion, and by do you, I meant like the pejorative you, like everyone, and also you in particular.
Yeah, because I am a One Piece fan.
Do you want to have the discussion of, well, what this precedent sets for potentially other long-running, maybe a Naruto, I don't know, maybe, well, Bleach is technically out of the picture.
I mean, there was a upscaled remake of Naruto.
Right, but what if it's reimagined, so to speak? I mean, yeah. I mean, like, again, we're assuming it's shonen, right? But it could be any other series for that matter, too, that might have been long running. What if they do Detective Conan? Like, who knows? Honestly, right? Would you say that the three main questions that we would want to discuss is, what is this reimagining for? Does this set a precedent, and is that a good or bad thing? That's the second. And the third question is, which was your first question, which was, do you remember what that was?
Like, why do we even have a remake in the first place when the series already exists?
Exactly. So, would it be fair to say that those are like the three main?
It could just be like an amalgamation of other questions too. Because
absolutely,
because in the end, like, this is first of all unprecedented.
Absolutely,
right? No other series.
No exaggeration.
And I don't even think any other series can really do it. But just
Gintama.
Gintama is different in this. Well, I mean, first of all, the manga is completed, right? And it's just like, you know, more and more adaptations of the manga coming out, new movies and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I think like Gintama doesn't need to be redone simply because like the latest movie, I think, only came out like 3-4 years ago. The manga only finished in 2019, I believe.
So this was announced. I'm looking at the Netflix special announcement trailer. It was the 25th year anniversary.
Yep.
They dropped this like piece of knowledge on the world, right? Yep. And it says, with all new animation team produced by Wit Studio, mm-hmm. It's funny that they used AOT and Spy X Family among as like kind of like, hey, trust us, bro. And then
I mean, arguably, like Wit Studio did a better job with AOT than MAPPA, but you know, that's not for this discussion.
Yeah, that's not for this discussion. And then I think first things first. So I think that's like a voice line or something. Suecia. Okay, I'm just kind of narrating this trailer. Okay, so I already addressed one of your questions, was who's it for? I think this remake, reimagining, is not necessarily built specifically only for people in my camp where we might have watched or know One Piece throughout the existence.
But who has the time and patience to go through all over again, right?
Not dismissing the quality of those mangas, show, live action, you know, animes, right? But it's like, how can you, where do you start? Of course, just start episode one, you know, whatever. But it's such a mammoth of a thing to tackle. Like, it's a big deal, right? Especially if you're really gung-ho about it all the way. So, I mean, who's animating One Piece now?
Toei Animation.
Okay, that makes sense because they were in the credits. Also, if I remember, and I've watched, like, was it on that 1000 episode where they redid the OP? So I think I watched that episode just to check it out. With Studio and Toei, at least from the One Piece standpoint and Wit's capabilities, I think we will be looking at a much more higher fluidity with animation and choreograph action scenes potentially with One Piece compared to the Toei, you know, animation long-running series. Again, speculation, who knows, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't remember. I'm not sure you saw, like, the concept videos, like, that came out, like, a long while ago of Final Fantasy VII, where if people, like, remade it with, like, a new modern Unreal Engine, how it would look, and then, lo and behold, it actually became a real thing. I don't know if it used Unreal Engine, but, you know, it definitely, like, became reality.
Yeah, but, like, 7 years later, though. Yeah.
You know, so like people were like, oh, we love the shit out of this, like, 16. It was a 16-bit? I don't know, it was a 16-bit. It was
No, it was 3D. It was 3D polygon, right? Yeah. It was on the PlayStation 1. Yeah.
So, like, with people then, it's like, you know, speculating, oh, like, if this came out in the modern era, how it would look. And there's obviously, like, it's that nostalgia factor, but also wanting to bring it into modern times.
Yeah, because the battle system is also real time versus. It's
completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's completely different. But, like, even then, it's like, for me, first of all, I'm not the biggest fan of Final Fantasy VII. I like it, but I definitely like Final Fantasy VI way more. But at the same time, like, even if I did, I don't know if I would have wanted to play the remake of Final Fantasy VII.
That's great.
Yeah, I know it's great. But you know, back onto this topic of One Piece, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, for fans who have watched it since its inception, right, who've watched it all the way back from like the 90s all mm-hmm. the way until now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite certain that people who have watched already would care too much about wanting to, you know, have this thing give the modern, like, visual technology treatment and maybe cut out the filler, because we've already lived through it. I don't know if it's necessary for one to be like, you know what, I'm just going to start all over again and see how One Piece would look in modern times. Because the current episodes right now are representations of how it looks in the modern time already.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and again, there are a lot of people that kind of, like, you know, nitpick or I guess moan a bit about the pacing, about the visual quality and all that, but it still holds like an 8.7 on my anime list. It's one of the greatest, like, most popular series of all time.
Of the most long running. I mean, it's up there. It's not the most long running, obviously, but
yeah, it's just, you can't talk about anime without One Piece, right?
Right.
So I'm just kind of like not too sure like where this series, like where this remake, this readaptation fits within the whole timeline of the fandom of One Piece. Like, who is this really for? You know, Is this supposed to be for new fans, people who have, like you said, right? Like, maybe have seen a little bit of One Piece but don't want to go through the filler or start all over again? Is it for people who are completely new to it? Or is it, like, for the diehards that just want to see it get that HD, like, remake, that real, like, real modern visual technology treatment? It's kind of, like, it's hard. Because, again, like, we're talking about something that has never happened before. This is, it's one of its own, one of a kind, never done before situation, and there's a lot of people that are, like, really looking forward to it, but there's also a lot of people, like, at least looking through the discussion boards on my anime list, that are like, why the hell is this coming out? We don't need this.
Which, granted, is from only one source, but I believe that the sentiment is pretty widespread. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it's also, like, you know, leading on to discussions on, like, Screen Rant, CBR. It's also, they bled into Twitter as well. So,
and I don't think that mindset is, like, a very unique one, because it's, like, what everyone is probably thinking. Even people who don't care or are very indifferent towards One Piece will probably look at this and be like, wait, isn't One Piece still airing? And isn't the manga not finished yet? Like, that's probably what everyone's thinking right now. So, do you think the will, as someone that is very invested in, you know, One Piece all the way, do you think it's sacrilegious on, like, a, you know, ethical or whatever you want to call it level of announcing a reimagining, because they are very adamant about calling it a reimagining.
Yeah.
While the anime is still airing, while the manga is not finished.
Yeah, I think that part is pretty important, because it seems that when they try to hone in on this being a retelling of the One Piece story, mm-hmm. they wanted to try and, you know, sort of remove themselves from saying, oh, no, we're not just, like, you know, just doing it all over again. We're actually giving a more fresh perspective on how One Piece should be told. Now, granted, of course, you know, this is not just going to be a re-adaptation done by, you know, Netflix and Wood Studio. Oda himself is also going to be on board doing this.
Well,
too,
he has to, right? Like, he cannot not, like, he has to be part of it, or else is dead in the dead on arrival.
Yeah,
right?
We talked about, you know, with Shin Akira as well, right? Like, you can't do the Akira story without the creator.
Like, bare minimum, you need the blessing. Like, absolute bare minimum, and even in this scenario, I would say that's not enough.
It's his work, right? So he has to be the one helming the series. But when you mention whether this is, like, sacrilegious or whatnot, look, in the end, there must have been some intention from Oda to want to have this done in the first place. But as a fan, as someone who has, you know, legitimately, like, read and watched parts of One Piece when I was much younger and then decided to do it all over again to get to the current chapters, it's a weird spot for me.
So,
you know, like, it's,
I understand that, like, that kind of conflicting thing, because we're also, all of us are left in the dark currently about more and more details, and I think everyone is clamoring for more details, and at the same time, a lot of people who do know these details are keeping their mouths fucking shut, at least until, you know, a certain timeline or time frame, right? But here's the part that I'm actually more curious and interested in, is several elements, which is, the first thing is, now that One Piece spans so many episodes and so many chapters, why, you know, announce this, right? To me, the reimagining part is actually more interesting to me, because I think, without any basis, pure speculation, that with Oda on the board is essentially, well, One Piece has spanned so long, and there's so many things. It's like the fruits and not the fruits. So many, I don't even know, Will, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, all these crazy powers and whatnot. We have to boil it down back to the root, the essence of it. Let's essentially do a reboot. Potentially, that's what they mean by reimagining. Then it's kind of like we get new people on board. And at the same time, I finish the manga. So then, but then this is like a more streamlined version, so you don't have to watch 1,000 episodes or 1,000 chapters. Oh, this part, even though it was good, it's kind of not necessary. It's like a side quest. Or this power, it's actually, like, really game, like lore breaking. So why don't we just axe it or alter it?
Especially, we have no idea how they're going to adapt this.
But with
this remake,
Oda
right?
there, no one is going to say no.
Yeah.
You might say that's a good or bad decision as like a viewer critique, whatever, but no one's going to say no to Oda of One Piece.
Yeah.
To do One Piece.
This then leads into my other question of if they're going to be readapting this and bringing this to a modern era, right? How many episodes are they going to adapt? How long are they going to run this remake for? Because, again, whilst they're doing this, One Piece, the anime, the original anime, is still coming out. One Piece, the manga, is still coming out. So how does this all fit in, right? How does it mean that, like, for people who are the new generation who do end up watching this, when that first season is done, or however many episodes they do, what's going to happen to them? Do they then decide, oh, maybe I'll go back to the original series, maybe I'll go back to the manga? It just, there's so many like unknowns about how this adaptation process is going to be done.
Yeah, that, which makes this both a very interesting discussion and a very odd discussion, right? But we can only look at the data that we have. But if we look at Wit Studio, what did they do with Ancient Magus's Bride? What did they do with AOT? What did they do with a bunch of shows that I kind of alluded to? Of course.
Vinland Saga as well, yeah.
Yeah, they took on a sense of bookworm, sure. No problem. My opinion is I doubt this is going to be something that Wit Studio is going to do for the foreseeable future. I think this is more like a one-off or maybe like a crazy art project that if it gets off the ground and becomes massively successful, then we consider maybe, you know, season two or three, like every couple of years or whatever. I think also the other thing that we have no idea about is what the hell is this cutting edge, you know, visual technology that is going to revolutionize, you know, because they kind of sold us on that being like a center focal point of this announcement. So what are they going to do? Are they going to do 3D? Sure, if they do AI, but like, okay, so AI just streamlines maybe like the in-between animation, unless if there's some new technology that we're unaware of, right? But like what is AI going to do that's going to change stuff? Okay, it'll make things modernize and looks better, and an all-new animation team, they don't have to work as hard. But that, to me, doesn't change necessarily the end product. And then if you're talking about aesthetics, it's like, AI, I don't know if it can even sustain like a unique aesthetics of sorts.
Again, the AI part is speculation, right?
Right.
So we shouldn't go too far into it. But at the same time, we should not ignore the realm of possibility that they may be using AI to supplement some of the animation.
I mean, one of the things that I actually want to talk about is AI being used for manga simulpub that I think at one point I want to talk to you about, because I think that's both a cool, good, and bad, and scary thing at the same time. But
look, that in itself is probably another episode. Absolutely. Or even an AD. Especially since you brought up
the
dub
recently, and the Kobayashi thing, everyone is talking about it, and I think it's an interesting discussion. But One Piece here. Let's go back. The thing is, I don't think that ever. I mean, maybe the sentiment around the internet is, oh, they're going to do the next 100 episodes instead of 1,000 episodes. I'm like, bruh, no.
Yeah.
At least not by history of Wit Studio. Wit Studio is known for doing very artsy, very colorful, you know, that kind of like fairy tale. I mean, that's why they have like...
Well, you say fairy tale, but they also did AOT.
Yeah, they like fantastical.
A lot of grandeur.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, with Vinland Saga, I would say it's like the scale of it all. AOT is the scale of it all. You know, Harry Potter with Ancient Magus's Bride. You know, there is always that flair that, you know, just like we say, like, oh, that's a KyoAni. That is...
Let's not forget about, you know, their original Vivi, right?
Yeah.
That was... Fuck, oh, so good. So, I think one thing that we can't deny is that if Wood Studio is
it's
doing
in safe
this,
hands, it's going
to look great.
Yeah,
unless it doesn't, right? Then that's another can of worms.
Sure,
right?
But I mean, you can always say that on the flip side, right?
For any studio,
yeah, exactly. But I think to give it a Wood Studio, I'm just like, bro, that's like interesting now. Yeah. Like, if you gave it to Sunrise, if you gave it, I mean, I don't know, I'm just making stuff up. If you gave it to MAPPA, I'll be like, okay, cool. But I'm not like, what the hell's going on? But if you gave it a Wit Studio, you know, I'll be like, even if you gave it a Studio Trigger, I'll be like, what is this?
I think it's also just the fact that maybe Netflix and Wit Studio have a really good relationship maybe. As well. So that they've worked on stuff together before.
I mean, we don't know.
Right?
I mean, as in, we don't know what the real reason is. But, you know, Violet Evergarden is Kyoto, right?
Kyo Annie.
So, I mean, if they told me they're doing a One Piece Kyo Annie production, like, imagine, like...
That would be so cool,
though,
actually.
The fucking crazy
really cool.
Shit. Like, a shonen by Kyo Annie.
But you also know people would hate the shit out of it, too. Much in the same way that like
Wit,
you know,
Studios, the same thing.
Yeah, much in the same way that like JC Staff took over for One Piece, right? I mean, One Punch Man,
and Studio Dean for Seven
Deadly Sins, yes.
Right?
I mean, it's changed hands again now. So
yeah, I just think like, I think this is like a one off, not necessarily a definite one off, but it's kind of like, let's see if this,
let's test the waters.
I think it's an art experiment. I really do think it's like. Let's go to an art student, like a PhD art student class, and have them, like, have the ball. Like, here's a mural. Fucking deal with it in, like, 8 hours.
I mean, the other side of it as well is, it's Netflix. They did the live action. It's wildly popular. And it's also like, why are we doing a live action for One Piece when it doesn't need it? Well, actually, it did. People love the shit out of One Piece.
I mean, yeah, I need to watch it to like actually know.
I'm pretty like not okay with it, but again, that's just my own opinion. I'm a bit of a purist when it comes to this kind of shit.
And
right?
I get it. I understand why like you are seeing it from a more hesitant standpoint than let's say someone like because you. You're invested in it.
That's also Netflix's perspective, too. They've been so invested in One Piece. They can see the money that comes in from doing
One Piece. Are they just like the One Piece group now?
It just looks like that's... I mean, it'd be hard to ignore that fact that like somehow Netflix, which also helmed the live-action adaptation for One Piece, is now also doing the retelling adaptation of One Piece in anime form. Like it's just coincidence, right? It's just happenstance. Hell no.
So is not. Oda like the director, showrunner?
Yeah, he's taking over everything. He is
because he's fucking Oda, right?
He's the guy.
He's the helm. He's the main.
In fact,
bro.
That is literally the only thing that is confirmed. And also as well,
didn't he announce it too?
Yeah. Yeah, original creator, he's going to be the staff. He's the only staff credit that we have on my anime list.
So he's the one guy.
The other thing,
One Piece.
Yes, the one Oda. Yeah. The other thing that's also worth mentioning as well is, it's not going to be like, at least this is how it's written on my anime list.
Yeah, it might be lost in translation, but go on.
It's not a regular series. It is specifically an ONA, so it may be what you were saying.
I didn't know that. Holy shit!
Yeah, it's an original.
Oh no, anime. But to be fair, Netflix is always an ONA because they don't broadcast on TV.
Yep.
So it's. Anything is an ONA by Netflix, unless if they air it and broadcast it.
Yeah. So this was, the official announcement came out December 18, at the Jump Fiesta.
So we're being technical. The calling in ONA, at least from Netflix perspective, is actually a non-issue.
Yeah, that's not a problem. I mean, like, it was going to be like that. I mean, like, Cyberpunk is an ONA, right?
Yeah.
Even though if it aired
like
in
Pluto
Japan.
Is an ONA.
Yeah. Right, so it just comes part and parcel
because they're not gonna give that ability to a broadcasting TV company. Yeah. Not definitely not One Piece of all things.
I mean, like when you look at all the other stuff that Oda has achieved with fucking One Piece, right? The 107 volumes of as of November 2nd.
How much of it has left to adapt? Like roughly speaking, terms of manga.
Oh, I mean, like if I was to estimate based on how other people estimate it, they say it'll be finished in the next 5 years. However long, I don't know. It might be two,
you know,
maybe 10.
How much the anime has to catch up to the current
volume? I haven't watched the anime, actually. But I know that it is fairly, like, up to date in terms of, like, still being, like, a little far. Maybe,
yeah,
like,
give
arc,
it a little
maybe
bit of lag.
Maybe an arc back or something like that.
Right, but, to give them buffer, right?
Yeah. But then that's also, like, I guess where the concerns are when it comes to the pacing issues of. I mean, dude, like, they've reached over 500 million cumulative copies in circulation. Right, of all its volumes in the world, right? It's also like very current in its English translation, right? They only just released the 104th volume in English through Viz Media on November 7th. So there's a lot of money, a lot of prestige a lot of like wealth that can come in from doing One Piece. My problem with it, though, is it didn't really need it. I'm talking about from a fan perspective. I'm not talking about from a money perspective. From a money perspective, absolutely. It makes absolute fucking sense.
But I actually don't think it will cannibalize One Piece, the manga, or the OG anime now, because we have to call it the OG anime.
It's hard to say if it will or if it won't, honestly.
I mean, my guess actually will be complimentary, because if, let's say, the Wit Studio one flops, they'll be like, either I don't check out One Piece because I wasn't going to check it out anyways, or I will check it out because, you know, the Wit Studio flopped.
The announcement video is coming out on the 25th anniversary of the anime.
Yeah, fucking big deal.
You know this is directed specifically to One Piece fans, not just, you know, people who are, you know, fair weather fans of the series.
I mean, they're going to find out organically, but the One Piece people, the hardcore of the hardcore, are going to be there.
Yeah. And like the discussions right now, specifically on my anime list, are very like on the fence or like either or.
Yeah, because we don't know anything.
There's a lot of people that are like, dude, the pacing for the original series fucking sucked. I can't wait to see a streamlined version of it. There's also ones that are like, oh, like, you know, Cry Me a River. I don't think the pacing was all that bad. You know, like you guys are just whining and moaning about One Piece when it's already really good.
I honestly think that expecting Wit Studio to essentially be the next Toei for One Piece explicitly, as in like doing One Piece. Maybe they have other projects, but be committed for the whole journey of quote unquote reimagining One Piece, to me is so outrageous. It's not inconceivable, but at least judging from what Wit Studio has done currently in the past, that does not seem to be the case.
Yeah.
It seems more like a one-off, but if successful, maybe multiple iterations of a very artsy interpretation, a very colorful, vibrant interpretation of One Piece.
Yeah. So am I gathering that, and again, this may not be like your actual thoughts on it, but do you feel that this is probably like a one-off? This is not going to be something that runs throughout the whole duration of One Piece, in the sense that they're also going to remake and retell the whole series all over again? Rather, this is just a experimental one-off, 12, maybe 24 episodes, so two curves max, on Netflix, because again, it's an ONA. I don't know how long Netflix wants to run it for.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. Okay, first of all, that is my belief, that it's not going to be the next 1,000 episodes or even 100 episodes. It's going to be like, you know, like test the waters or...
And see how well it
and
does,
and even
right?
if it does, it's not going to span that long, because Wit Studio, historically speaking, hands it off to someone, especially if they showed off their visual thing that is going to wow all of us or whatever.
Like show people how it's done and
yeah,
then someone
and then
can
pass
take
it
over,
on,
yeah.
Right? It's kind of like, oh, we innovated, but like we good. Like we are known for piloting this innovation, but like we want to do other things now. That's just Wit Studio's MO. However, though, can I ask you a question? Because I actually don't know. How faithful is the manga to the anime? Or the anime to the manga?
Oh, it's faithful. It's just that it's always littered with a bunch of filler episodes. That's basically it.
So
that's been like the main overriding concern that people have about the anime, despite people still loving the anime.
So would you say that the anime, even with the fillers, covers pretty much all of the manga?
Yep.
Like there's no...
I mean, the fact that they've been running for over 1,000 episodes,
right.
You would imagine that they would have enough time or at least enough know-how to be able to adapt a faithful story from the original source.
How many people is on the crew of Luffy?
Oh, fuck.
I don't know if that's a spoiler.
Robin, there's Nami, there's Zoro.
Because
the chef guy, I forgot his name.
Sanji. Yeah.
Usopp, the reindeer.
Choppa.
Johnny. There's Johnny. Of course, there's Luffy. There's the hands girl. I forgot her name as well. Nine core members right now?
Not 10?
I don't think so.
Because the trailer mentioned 10. 10 men are all gathered here.
Then I must be missing someone. Then.
Okay,
I must be missing someone,
or miscounted, right? Okay. So, because my logic here is, several things, Will, is...
Oh, it is 10. Another person joined on. I forgot about him. Jinbei.
Because
he's the blue sea monster shark. He's the blue shark man.
I don't think I even got to the part where they have all 10 by all means.
Oh, no. Brooke. I forgot about Brooke, the skeleton. Yeah. Oh, I forgot about him. Yeah. Okay. There's 10. There's 10. Jinbei is a part. Not more than 10, no.
I mean, you could say, like, allies, but not the core group, right?
Yeah, Jinbei is, like, a core ally, but I don't think that he is actually
a crew part member of
the Straw Hat Gang. Yeah,
no. Right. Like, he might be, like, the best friend that shows up every two days.
He's also extremely important in the current arc.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not disputing that. I actually have no idea.
So that's why, like, it's easy to mix up, yeah.
Because I'm trying to fixate on... The information that's also
it's Frankie, not Johnny. Yeah.
The information that we do know, because they mentioned 10, they mentioned with Studio, they mentioned a new animation / a new technology of sorts, right?
Yeah.
And then they also mentioned a reimagining, is at least the English trailer subtitle says so. Also, Oda is on there. So I have thought that it was like going to be an ONA of fill in. The adventures that are not mentioned in the anime. That's what I thought as well.
Yeah.
Because maybe it's 10 episodes of an ONA, which is not that absurd, of an ONA episode count, and each episode is focused on a particular character at a certain point in the whole arc. Because just because you're reimagining doesn't mean you adapt the whole thing from square one. It could be pick and choose your battles in terms of what you adapt. That's how that's how I can interpret.
Yeah.
Again, what is the new technology thing? That's a big question, because it might be a no-brainer and it might be a game changer. We have no fucking clue. But apparently Oda knows what he's doing. And Oda can do whatever he wants. And he has, One Piece is his lifeblood. It's kind of like the only thing he's known for. And he deserves every accolade and legacy thing. So... there seems to me that this is not a one-off decision that you announce on your 25th anniversary of the one biggest property in all of anime and manga. There has to be something that we are not getting, because obviously there's very little.
And it would also be like very, very short-sighted to just call it a cash grab, because of the fact that, like, you know...
I think it's a confluence of the live-action success that maybe Oda... has more of leverage to maybe promote this, because the 25th anniversary thing, you can't change that, right? Yep. So maybe he was in talks or whatever, and he was thinking about it for 25th anniversary, and then the One Piece live action was massively successful, then all of a sudden it was like, fuck, we better get in on this, like, all in. It could be, who knows, right?
Yeah, but it's also like, I don't feel like we need all that much. But dude, there's a lot of OVAs, a lot of side stories. There's 15 movies for One Piece. One that only came out like a year and a half ago, right? With One Piece Red.
And that one's massively successful with an original character, I think, right? For the movie.
Yeah.
So, like the girl in red.
So there's a lot to break down from this idea that One Piece needed a readaptation whilst the series, both the manga and the original anime, are ongoing.
Wait, hold on. I just had a very fucked up, weird thought. Okay, Will.
Fucked up, okay, sure.
Run with me. Okay, so I know we're like ADHD the crap out of this, but in One Piece, traveling between dimensions is possible, right? It's either implied or it's... executed.
Dude,
right,
I haven't read One Piece in a while. I mean like the old shit, I don't remember at all. Fair enough.
Yeah, so to your knowledge, that either doesn't exist or no one has used such an ability, correct?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, I'm sure someone has. I just can't remember it at the top of my head right
no,
now.
No, that's fair. What if, and this is like the dumbest idea that I can think of, is they combined the OG anime with the reimagining and the live action, and that is our cutting edge visual technology.
That would be insanely awful if they
did that. And then they combined it all into one piece of the One Piece.
You,
and then Oda is like, guys,
you need to get back on your meds, dude. You're fucking insane with this. Don't do this. Don't do this to me. Don't do this to all the fans as well. Fuck, dude. That would be catastrophic if they decided that that was the visual technology they're going to implement. Like, oh, we are making this anime with live action. I was like, oh, yeah, fucking crazy.
To be honest, I think the visual technology thing is actually, out of everything, the most important point. In fact, I know Oda being on there is quintessential, but I would even argue if you just got his blessing and he's not part of the project, that's technically still okay. But if you hung up everything, gambling everything on this new technology, because the excuse of, oh, this is a remake because the anime is done. You can't do that. Oh, the manga is done and is ancient, so we're kind of giving it a new flair. You can't say that.
Yeah.
There is no anime because there was only the live action. You clearly can't say that. So what else is there to offer? That's why I think it's such a risky thing, because this visual technology thing better fucking blow all our minds. Because this is going to be the biggest slap in the face to One Piece and Oda if this falls flat.
I think the other core point as well is that this is a streamlined retelling, right? Like, what are they going to retell? What is Oda going to bring to the table that people have already haven't seen or haven't experienced?
Could it be like a what-if scenario? Like, oh, if Luffy lost this battle, or they didn't find... I'm making stuff up, but they didn't find this crew member or whatever, right? Or you know, that, you know, something like... branches off.
Well, because it's reimagining. Well, yeah. One of the things that, like, I noticed in terms of, like, not so much criticisms, but definitely observations of the live action was that characters in the live action are not necessarily fully representative of the characters that they're portraying from the original series. Like, Luffy is definitely... he doesn't have that trademark smile that he has in the original anime.
Well, you also can't.
You can't, right? But so then, and then like, so another characters are done differently. Usopp's very different from his original characterization. But again, I think it's like you have to treat these properties kind of differently, right? And I also don't think that the live action is going to run that long either, even if it makes money or if it's like super, super popular. Because again, it's like, do we want to just dominate all of anime, all of manga, and that whole sphere of the medium with just One Piece? Because once that's done, I feel like there's such a massive hole in the anime world, in the manga world, that you could have your Demon Slayers, you could have your Jujutsu Kaisens, your I guess for a period of time as well, your Death Notes and One Punch Man's currently now as well, with like Hell's Paradise and all these other really, really hyped series. Don't forget that Solo Leveling's coming out too. How do we even classify One Piece as an anime anymore, other than it being like this transcendental, like massive property that just overshadows everything else under it? The fact that it is now outlived and outdone the big three, right? Bleach has made a comeback. There's been some upscales of Naruto, but it's not like those two can even hold a light to One Piece now. Yes, you still have loads of fans of One Piece, of Naruto, Bleach. You can even say DBZ or just the original Dragon Ball series in general. But like, are we venturing to this cliff where we put so much into this One Piece bucket, this basket of One Piece, that once it's gone, like, there is just this massive hole that can never be sealed with its without its presence?
That is an extremely different discussion that is a mammoth of a topic.
Yeah.
And I think it's a very interesting one. My short answer, very short and concise answer, is it just won't be filled by one thing. It'll be filled by 80 things.
Yeah.
That's it. Because of so massive of One Piece. And One Piece will always be this thing. It'll be like, I was there when One Piece happened, you know? And then, you know, however many years from now, people won't remember, or they know it as that one thing. For me personally, as someone that likes One Piece, but is not invested in the property per se, nothing against it, it's just such a massive undertaking. And I'm sure I'm not the only one, such that this is like my, and maybe the live action as well, like my only avenue in, like at the gate, unless if the gate is like halfway across the world and then I have to start there, then walk all the way back here, which is like really daunting for a lot of people. That probably the user retention is great, but there's no new people coming in. And then you factor in 5 years from now, in theory, right, around 5 years or so, that the manga will end and the anime probably will end like a year or two later. Oda, it's very painful for me to imagine a scenario that Oda doesn't at least have a plan. He may or may not know the impact or what he is doing per se, but it's really hard for me to conceive a possibility that he's just winging it at this point, at least with this new announcement.
Everything has to have gone to plan in the first place for this announcement to come out.
I don't think Oda would have signed off on Wit Studio or Netflix doing this One Piece project without knowing, for example, what this mysterious technology is.
If anything, whether or not One Piece needs a re-editation, whether One Piece needs an upscale, whether it needs a live action, the only person who knows best of whether they need that shit is Oda himself.
I just think it's really... It's probably, if I had any say in that process, I probably wouldn't start from square one and quote-unquote remake it. That's not what I would do. Especially if I knew I had a limited episode count, or even if I knew that the company that I work for, Wit Studio in this, you know, hypothetical situation, probably won't be able to sustain this for at least even 100 episodes, let alone 1,000 plus.
Yeah. It's definitely, like... uncharted waters for everybody involved in One Piece.
Those action scenes, how long do they last?
Some last like 5 minutes. Some last a whole episode. Because again, it's
like of anime, right?
Yeah, because like,
is there one that lasts 10 episodes?
Yeah, there are some really really long fights, and you have to remember as well that that's how like anime was done back then. Like you remember like some Naruto fights that took like multiple episodes just to get through one,
like inner monologues and like. Us learning, but oh, this just, is what they're
just
thinking.
Just one tournament arc alone could easily be two curves, right, for Naruto.
Right, because I think everyone is also thinking, oh, from the beginning or very grand scale, what if it's like a very pivotal battle and that whole ONA is just that one battle but done in such a flair? You know, like, so you know Street Fighter Third Strike, yes. Right? You know Street Fighter 4, right?
Yes.
You know, Street Fighter 4, as someone who likes fighting games a lot,
that was,
Street
Fighter that was the last one I played, actually. Oh. 4. I don't think I played 5.
You didn't miss out that much, but 6 is great. Yeah. But Street Fighter 4 had that kind of ink, you know, like like calligraphy style. And it became 2.5D because 3D characters on a 2D plane versus sprites in Third Strike. Maybe that is what we're talking about in terms of difference in technological leap. It could be that, and we would all keep our mouths shut, and then we'll all be like, all right, we get it.
Or it could also just be like, you know, with Zelda, right? When you had like little sprites moving in like a 360 plane to a side scrolling for Zelda 2, to then having it
like Ocarina of Time versus Link in the past.
And then, exactly.
And then Wind Waker shows up because that's the Wit Studio equivalent.
Yeah. Oh man!
Or Majora's Mask.
Actually, wow, you blew my mind there too. Like wow, like that. Now I cannot get Wit Studio out of my mind when thinking about Wind Waker.
Yeah, and then you get Breath of the Wild by KyoAni.
I was gonna say
the wind one. Which one's the wind one?
That's Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, Breath of the Wild.
There's Wind Waker. There's one that came out afterwards. I forgot the one where he gets he transforms into a wolf.
Oh.
What's that one called?
Is that on GameCube?
That was on GameCube, yeah. Twilight Princess. That one would be like the Studio Orange, where it's just like a little bit grim, a little bit, but like
3D. Yeah, I can see Studio Orange doing that.
Yeah.
But I just think that there's no lose-lose situation with this announcement.
Yeah, I didn't intend to come into this to be like debunking people who are like hyped about One Piece or
don't like it, they're not going to watch it. If they don't like it, they are going to hate on it anyways.
Yeah.
And they have the OG manga and the OG series anyways. And they'll be like, oh, remember that one stupid thing that they did? well, that was a waste, but whatever.
Yeah.
But if it gets new people in, or it convinces someone like me, who probably won't touch One Piece.
The original series, yeah. Because, dude, like 1,000 episodes. Or the
manga, right? That's crazy.
The manga is really good, but I'm also like, dude, it's well over 1,000 chapters. 107 volumes, man. Like, that, I don't know.
You
man.
Can read that for the rest of your life, technically.
You can't, like, you buy a 2x4 Calyx, like a bookshelf, you can't even fit all of them on there.
Right.
That's how massive this whole collection. You
need, like, a storage unit.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like already a win by default. It gets everyone talking. And if this ends up blowing everyone's mind, no one is going to shut up about it.
Yeah. I wanted to end this discussion with one last point, which is another sort of discussion thing that's been happening on the forums of My Anime List.
How are we doing on time, by the way?
55 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, really
we're,
good.
We're good. Where, like, some people are just...
Don't have that screen anymore, so yeah, I can't
where,
tell.
Where people bad. Just kind of feel it's a bit undeserving of One Piece getting a remake, considering that they still have an ongoing manga and anime series.
Okay, then I would ask people, well, then what would you do then? Like, as in, okay, not One Piece, then
as,
what?
As in, like, there are other series that deserve to have that upscale, like, visual technology treatment.
Like who?
Well, like, original Dragon Ball. Like...
They already have, like, the Broly movies and everything.
Yeah, but you would say about One Piece Red coming out a year and a half ago, right?
True.
Like, you know, it's in that same vein where it's like, we're talking about series that have been done and dusted, but, you know, people still want to see what a reimagining would look like, rather than for something that already exists and is still ongoing. So, there's an easy one for me. You know this one too. Tokyo Ghoul. Tokyo Ghoul, for me, would love to get a fresh re-adaptation just so they can fix all the fucking problems they had with Route A. There are also people that say, I mean, Yu Yu Hakusho was another one.
I mean, they also have a live action, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at
that's also done by Netflix, right?
It's also, if you look at that pattern, it's like, kind of don't know what's going on here, guys. Zom 100 has a live action and anime airing at the same time?
There's also some people that say Death Note. Can do with a refresh remake. I feel like that one can stay untouched.
How about we write the idea of doing a remake of Death Note in the Death Note? Yeah. How about that?
And then there's always going to be that one person who's like, what about Berserk? It's like, don't do that. Like, it's been done so many times. It's failed every single time. Don't even think about trying to remake or bring back an anime adaptation. Re-editation of Berserk. Then there's others that are like, well, why don't we just redo, like, and retell and streamline the series of Naruto and Bleach?
I think that's an interesting conversation as well with Naruto, especially because I think Bleach technically has the Thousand Year Blood War as, like, a more modern, like, not reimagining, obviously, because they're finishing the whole series, but it's like a more modern iteration, you know, because it's been a long while, right? But Naruto technically has at least the OG series, not even talking about Shippuden, is a long-ass while.
500 episodes for season, quote-unquote, season one.
Right.
And then Shippuden was, I don't remember how many.
But I have a simple, like, retort against people who are like, well, why do it? Like, the One Piece fans who are saying that, why do this, right? It's very simple. If you have the balls to tell Oda's to his face, then sure. You win this conversation, but I don't think you will, even if I give you every capability to do so, because you're not going to do that.
Yeah. It just seems that, like, in the end, there must be a master plan from Oda to be even coming out with a re-adaptation of the series in the first place.
And, if there isn't one, and I'm not saying if it's a good or bad one, if there isn't
there's no realm of possibility that he just decided, oh, let's just do a retelling. Why not? Why?
I want to. Or if it wasn't, like, well planned out or executed in his mind or, you know, on a sheet of paper. If it's not that case and it was more recklessly made, I would be extremely angry because it's like an insult to his own self and everything and everyone and One Piece and anime and manga.
Yeah. But then back onto the point about other series that would have deserved having some sort of re-adaptation.
Naruto?
Like, for example, like the Narutos, the Bleaches, Death Notes.
Naruto's Tokyo the one Ghoul, that stands out the Berserk, most to me.
You guys, but because of, like, its prestige, right?
I mean, also because it's like the OG, like big three.
Yeah, but then you think about the fact that like with Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, right? That only came out 10 years after the original. Same with Hunter x Hunter as well. Would it be that crazy to see, you know, a remake of Tokyo Ghoul? Or do you feel that that ship has sailed? It's too late now to do that. Because I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that feels that Tokyo Ghoul does deserve to have a faithful adaptation.
With Suishida,
yep.
The issue that I think will be on his mind is not a reimagining or remake of Tokyo Ghoul. Is how the fuck do I get Chojin X an anime adaptation and fix that shit?
Yeah, that too.
Which I heard has improved significantly, but also like it's not doing great in comparison.
Yeah, I mean that thing has been still running for the last 3 years, and I haven't heard anything about it like, in terms of like people liking it or whatnot. It's just basically Tokyo Ghoul 2.0.
Yeah, so I think Tsuyoshida is like he has bigger fishes to fry than remaking something that is already done and dusted and something that he wants to do something else. That's my guess, at least with Tokyo Ghoul in general. And I would argue that Tokyo Ghoul, with the exception of Route A, which is a big exception, is not necessarily the worst culprit. If like it's on the list of a remake, but it is not like the highest on that list. It is on there. It is pretty high up there, but it's not like the top, in my opinion, personally. It might be different for you or others, but for me personally.
Yeah. For me, it's like I wouldn't like I would want to change the way some people say about like how One Piece is undeserving of a readaptation. I think that's a bit too strong of a statement to make.
Yeah, because what happens if it rocks your socks off? Then what are you going to say then? Yeah,
I think they're coming from a place where it's like they feel like there's other series that, you know, are due for like the Brotherhood treatment, the Hunter x Hunter 2009 treatment. You know?
Yeah, go message those creators and those animation studios. If it's not Toei, then clearly, like...
But it's not so much, again, it's not like, oh, well, woe's me, woe's you. It's more like, I mean, there must be series for yourself where it's like you would love to see a remake. It's not saying that like they're going to make a petition and go out and say, oh, yeah, you know what, Tsuyoshida, get your ass off of Chojin X and get back on Tokyo Ghoul. It's more just like it's probably a wish. It's a lot of wishful thinking.
Oh, no, I understand. You know? I mean, I'm a bit salty about like the mindset of, well, why this and not that kind, right? I'm not blaming you or anything.
But it's also because it's like, well, If it was that, then it would have happened.
Yeah, right? or there are so many behind the scenes handshaking or deals made years, usually in advance, or at least like discussions of it years in advance behind the scenes that none of us will ever know unless if you're in the industry or in that boardroom or in that creator's mind.
Yeah, there's someone that's like, why don't they redo?
Why don't they redo Psycho Pass? Huh?
Well, because a lot of stuff is still very recent, right? But it's also like
recent is recent?
Like,
well,
3 years. I think the past 3 was like not that long ago.
Well, One Piece hasn't finished yet, so technically 3 years is 3 years.
Yeah, I don't know which stance you're trying to take here, but you know,
I'm just being
an asshole, basically,
like a typical like chatter that is just wants to troll people, right?
Yeah. But again, it's like, it's not unfounded that like for a series that's currently ongoing. Right, it just does not make sense to have a remake. But when we put everything together and we start seeing that this is a retelling, it might not be that long. Sure,
I mean, don't forget Fruits Basket. Technically, that remake is fantastic, right?
Yeah. So again, like there are instances, like we've said, many instances of series being remade, redone, brought back to life after lying in dormancy or development hell forever. I mean, dude, like fucking Fist of the North Star is coming back, right? Yu Yu Hakusho out of the blue had a live action adaptation, even though the series came out in the 80s.
Do you want an answer that I actually would genuinely want? Slam Dunk.
And not just like movies, right? Like you want them just like
I want you to remake the original 100 so episodes.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Because like the movies and stuff. And also what happens after, sure. I mean,
But the movies have shown that, like, to this day, the fandom for Slam Dunk is strong,
right? It's like feasible from a financial standpoint. And that classic show is dated because it's in a 4:3 ratio and still really good. So that's how I feel about it, at least. And that's the one that stands out to me the most, because what else? Evangelion technically already has a remake. JoJo is still ongoing, so that doesn't count, so to speak, right?
No, exactly. Like, I don't think anybody's calling for a remake, especially since like season one came out in 2012.
I personally don't think Hajime no Ippo is like one that... I mean, we're going by like classic legacy titles, and we have Shin Akira technically announced, right? You know, shows like Pluto. The only thing I can say is 20th Century Boys and 21st Century Boys, I guess.
That need adaptations.
That need adaptations, but it doesn't fit in the remake conversation, technically.
Yeah.
You could say Fate Stay Night, the first route.
Which I think you should just leave it alone. They killed it once. I don't think they need to kill it a second time.
So, like, in terms of, like, a massive amount of remakes, there's not, honestly, a lot of candidates that I feel at least... combines like financial attention of the general public in the zeitgeist and feasibility.
There are two in mind for me.
Oh, let's hear it.
Oren High School Host Club.
Okay.
Nana.
I would argue...
Nana's a tough one.
Yeah.
Nana's a very tough one.
Especially with the mangaka and how the hiatus of it all. And I would argue, though, Oren High School Host Club still looks fantastic.
Still looks fantastic, but what I mean is more like, just bring the series back. Like, let's finish out the story.
Yeah, but that's different, though.
It, yeah.
Not a remake.
Well, I mean,
although I agree with you, by the way.
Yeah, I think that, like, with the Nana one as well, like, it deserves its space in anime as being timeless, right? It's a very impactful series, and it's sad the way it's kind of like in its current state, but
listen, if this is another opportunity for me to say Land of Illustrious Season 2, I'm just gonna say Land of Illustrious Season 2, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna do that, alright?
I wonder if the creators finished playing Elden Ring yet.
Oh yeah, she did.
Okay.
She's not on hiatus anymore.
Good.
For a while now, but I haven't kept up with the manga yet. My life
So,
is in shambles. I don't want to have it be in more shambles.
I think like at the end of the day, this One Piece remake, redo, retell, whatever you want to call it, it's definitely a weird one.
It's a weird one.
Yeah.
And to have it be like probably the anime that is like the anime and the manga of all anime and mangas in terms of length, depth, fan base, legacy, everything.
Yeah. And the other thing as well is, like, there are also people saying that, like, oh, this is just basically Oda giving One Piece, like, the Disney treatment, you know, when they revitalize a series or a movie every 30 years so they can bring in new generations. I don't think that's the case. I think that One
Piece... I mean, itself, I think that's a reason.
Yeah, but I think it's, like, One Piece itself is already so pivotal and so transcendental within the anime sphere that... regardless of if you have new stuff in it whatsoever. I mean, the fact that you still have people opening up Naruto restaurants, like, One Piece itself is much bigger than that. I think that it's one of the biggest cultural exports out of Japan. And having this adaptation come through, it's not necessarily just to bring in new fans. There's always going to be new fans coming in for One Piece, regardless of there being a retelling or not, because the fact that the property still exists, and it will exist way beyond when Oda is done, finally done with the manga.
I just think of all the things that we have said, speculation or otherwise, if we go back, and that's like this is my parting thought of like why, right? Like that's one of our like conversations, right? Like why this? To me, irregardless of if there was a plan or there's a reason, this better work.
Yeah.
Because the issue is if it doesn't, it's not necessarily gonna like ruin anime or manga for people, because technically if you are a fan of One Piece, you'll always have the OG anime and manga. And Oda will always has the ability to fall back on that to finish it, and everyone necessarily gets the resolution that they all want.
I mean, the pieces are set in place now, right?
Yeah.
With One Piece, the biggest anime property of all time.
Let's summarize. Right?
WIT Studio, mm-hmm. one of the most acclaimed, one of the most beautifully done like studios of all time.
And artsy and experimental, right?
And Netflix, the biggest streaming platform in all of history.
And then when where was it announced, Will?
Yeah, it was like, Jump Fiesta.
25th anniversary as well.
Yeah.
So not only on the flagship, like, you know, like convention of Jump magazine, Jump Comics, but then on top of that, it's the 25th anniversary. Then you have Oda, fucking the dude himself, being like, oh yeah, I'm on there. Like, I got it. Let's do this. Oh, it's a reimagining. And also, it's going to blow all your socks off because it's like new technology.
Cutting edge visual technology.
We're not telling it what it is, but it's going to, we calling it cutting edge because like that's how confident we are of it. Well, we can all eat our words or we can all be like, oh, you were right all along. But like, this is like all in, as in you are betting on, you know, red or black, you know, on the roulette table.
You're betting more than your house at this point.
No, you're betting your generation. You're betting your soul.
Yeah.
Because your legacy is this. Yeah, okay, if it gets tarnished, it's not...
You still have the manga and you still have the anime, I suppose.
But trust me, wherever you go, Oda, if this whatever artsy experimental project falls flat, everyone will be like, but Oda-sensei, but like that one thing, man, what were you thinking? And that's gonna suck for not only Oda, but it's like that one blemish that I can say is like massively obvious of a blemish in the grand scheme of One Piece.
Yeah.
Because even the live action, you can argue, is like...
Oh, he's been racking up those W's, right?
Yeah.
Like he's
Red?
He got a dub original? With Red. He got a dub with Red. He got a dub with the live action.
The 1,000 episodes, right? That's a huge success, right? All the milestones.
Half a billion volumes in circulation.
And you're telling me that you're going to do this artsy experimental project on a possible whim? No way. And if that's the case, Oda, you better fucking retire right now.
Yeah, he must have had a plan in mind in order to even think about doing this.
And I'm not even saying that, as I again said, if it's a good or bad plan. But if he doesn't have a plan, that's like the worst case scenario. Yeah. He has to have one. I just don't know what it is. And that's it.
So... Yeah, One Piece fans, I don't think you have much to worry about. I mean, you can't because we have no idea how long it's going to take before this remake comes out. So
I'm just excited because this is new.
Yeah.
This is unprecedented, unexpected, and you can always look at change as scary or, like, exciting.
Yeah.
And for me, because I don't have that much, like, investment into One Piece, I can only be excited.
Yeah. Like, I mean, how far can you go when you haven't really touched the property in a while? And then this thing comes out.
I only met Choppa in the comics, in the manga. That's how far back I am, bro.
Okay, all right.
Damn. Okay? Like whatever fourth drive or whatever, like all the fruits. Like, I don't even know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
I still remember, like, he grabs the katana, throws it up in the air, and puts his arm out. Yeah. I just met Chopper. I haven't even met Boa yet.
Okay, that's how far back you are.
All right?
Yeah, okay.
And all do right. You want to know the dumbest reason why I didn't keep it going? It's because I was like, guys, I have to fucking buy the 45th volume, or, you know, whatever volume at, like, the manga store in Sugar Street. Like, fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's an investment. It really is an investment. And I think
Teenage Jason was like, I ain't going to do that.
I mean, this is also a massive investment, not just from Oda, but also from Netflix and Wit Studio. So let's see what happens.
Yeah. Irregardless, you can bet your ass that Will is going to convince me, and I will also be convinced as well by default to keep tabs on this developing new story.
I'm going to watch this. I'm going to watch it, not just because, you know, I love One Piece.
That's
and,
why
like,
I'm so excited, because it's so interesting to me. It might fall flat of when they reveal it, but right now, all I can think about is the possibilities rather than the negative outcomes.
Yeah, I think, like, you know, whether or not you like it, whether or not you, like, you're excited or like just trying to detract this bit of news, I think that 99% of people who have been even talking about it are going to watch it.
Yeah. So stay tuned, because Will and I are dropping a fake exclusive speculation of this One Piece reimagining. It's going to be an NFT. That's why they call it the One Piece. Okay, I'm just joking. Please don't come at us. I'm completely joking. I'm completely joking. But what I'm not joking about is that is the end of our Bits and Pieces episode where we talked at crazy lengths. But I think it's a really interesting conversation about One Piece, the legacy of it all, and of course, the whole thing that spurred this, the reimagining announcement done by Wit Studio, Netflix, and Toei Animation and Suecia with Oda at the helm. All right. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Good Anime Palette Podcast. Please leave a... I'm just going to keep it short and sweet. Please leave a review if you can, or give us feedback at our email or through our social media platforms. Everything is in the show notes. www.goodanimepalette.com. All lowercase, all one word, is our website. We encourage you to check it out. We update it. Our music credits for this episode. Our intro music is After Hours Dinner by Almost Here. And our outro music is 2011 by Rocket Jr. You can always support the music artists that we feature by listening to them on Spotify, Apple Music, or your music listening platform of choice. And Epidemic Sound provides all of our royalty-free music. If you're interested, you can always sign up using the referral link in our show description, but terms and conditions apply. Well, I just love trolling the fuck out of One Piece people. Because it's like the easiest low-hanging fruit.
But you never know, you know, if you then watch this retelling, that you may become one of us.
There's nothing wrong.
There's a possibility.
There's nothing wrong with that, like,
I think you're
scary endeavor. But I have to entertain that possibility, bro.
Yeah, everything's possible. So
same thing with you liking Sinful Gear.
I mean, I haven't even started yet, so let's not even go there yet.
All right. Well, I guess that wraps up this Bits and Pieces. Any parting thoughts, Will, since I think it would be apt for you to have the last word on this?
Yeah, no, I think, like, going into this, I was, like, very, like, uncertain about what this even means for One Piece or the fans or Oda. But
How about we leave this as, like, the literally, because we kept saying this is the last thing, but this being the last thing. After this conversation, has your opinion strengthened or maybe changed? Like, what is now your opinion
Went into this not knowing if I even cared for this remake to now being like, I at least had to see one episode.
Right.
I at least need to see what the fuck is up and what this retelling actually means, what this visual cutting, this cutting edge visual technology really means, and what it means for, like, the grand scheme of things for One Piece and for Oda. Because again, if it turns out that he's going to be adapting way more than just one Kerr or two Kerrs, and it's going to be a long running thing, that's a scary thought. But if it's done well,
because logistically speaking, that's a nightmare technically.
Yeah, like is Wit Studio really going to task itself? It has historically not done that.
They
faithfully adapt stuff for sure.
Maybe sign Saru with Dandadan, and you know, maybe, I don't fucking know. We don't know.
Yeah, it's just like if they're going to continue it, and Wit Studio does hand it over to anybody, just don't hand it over to Studio Demon.
Maybe Wit Studio is at its wit's end.